With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Mediators meeting in Pakistan to push for an end to the war in Iran. Here's Donna Warder.
Pakistan says top diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are participating in talks in Islamabad. And Pakistan's prime minister says he and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have held extensive discussions on regional hostilities. The talks in Pakistan come days after the U.S. offered Iran a 15-point action list as a framework for a possible peace deal. Egypt says the meetings are aimed at opening a direct dialogue between the U.S. and Iran. On Saturday, Iran eased some restrictions on commercial ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz, agreeing to allow 20 more Pakistani-flagged vessels to pass through the critical passageway. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump signing an executive order to pay the tens of thousands of TSA officers who've been working without pay for more than a month now during the partial government shutdown. Unclear whether the move will translate into shorter wait times for thousands of passengers. New crypto mortgage offering in the works. Greg Clugston explains.
Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. Real estate services company Better Home and Finance plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months in a partnership with crypto trading platform Coinbase. Greg Clugston reporting.
U.S. stocks deepened their drops as Wall Street finished off a fifth consecutive losing week, its longest streak in such about 4 years now. S&P 500 fell 1.7% Friday. Dow was off 1.7%. The NASDAQ sank 2.1%. This is SRN News. Human Rights Campaign is losing influence. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around churches, synagogues, and other houses of worship. Now, the legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any house of worship and would bar protesters from approaching members of that congregation unless members gave them consent. This is SRN News. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports a feared attack outside an American bank in Paris has been stopped.
French authorities say police have stopped a suspected bombing outside a Bank of America building in Paris. An investigation has been opened and investigators have placed one person in custody so far. RTL Radio reported on Saturday officers had spotted two suspects near the building overnight, with one trying to light a device. RTL adds the second suspect got away. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez praised the rapid police response and that security forces had stayed on high alert amid international tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea says Kim Jong-un has watched a test of an upgraded solid fuel engine for missiles that could possibly reach the United States mainland, although U.S. experts say the test probably wouldn't work because they're lacking key data. More details, srnnews.com.